We are joined now by U.S. Congressman Dave Brat, who is a Republican representing Virginia's 7th District, who won re-election yesterday and who's been a strong supporter of Donald Trump for president. Congressman, welcome.
Hey, Jeremy. Well, great to be on.
Well, it's great to have you. And I want to start with a question about the House of Representatives. Do you think that Paul Ryan will remain the speaker?
Depends. He gave a press conference this morning. It was very good. He said it was epic-making, you know, historic election, the likes of which no one has ever seen in their lifetime, and that Trump has identified something new that no one had seen previously, to have such a win through the Rust Belt and the Midwest, et cetera. And so if our leadership is listening like that and they can identify what that new secret sauce is, then I think there's good hope for our leadership. Right? But they got to put it in concrete and identify specifically in policy what Trump has identified there. And basically, he's identified that you got to take care of the middle class and manufacturing, job loss, trade deals. It's kind of cynical to say free trade when we don't have free markets in this country, right? We've got $2.6 trillion in regulatory overhang on our small business.
Well, do you think the Republican Party is going to go along with Donald Trump being anti-free trade, saying he wants to rip up trade agreements, including NAFTA?
Yeah, well, I got a PhD in economics, and he's not really anti-free trade. It's cynical. That's what I was saying in terms of saying that free trade is about free market. When you got $2.6 trillion in regulatory burden coming from the federal government in this country, you don't have free markets in any sector. And so our guys, our small businesses, are competing, and then we say, hey, we're going to open up to China and India. They don't have any of this costly regulation. Good luck to you. You know, I hope you guys do well, and they get tanked, of course, because we're killing them, and Obama premiums are going up 20% in Virginia and up to 100% out west in a few states. And so to put our guys in direct competition in the global market with other folks who don't have any costs comparative, it's not a level playing field. And so Trump has identified that, and that's the source of the win, right? We're getting rolled by China and Russia and et cetera.
So you think he'll be renegotiating NAFTA, maybe not ripping it up, but changing it. What do you think Trump needs to do to reach out to the many people, in fact, more people that didn't vote for him than did vote for him?
Yeah, well, I recommended to him, I think the three things that made this country the greatest country on the face of the earth is the Judeo-Christian tradition, and out of that comes the rule of law, Moses, the human rights tradition, and the St. Augustine, St. Thomas, and all that kind of stuff. And then if you're really lucky, you get Adam Smith, a famous Presbyterian in 1776, who develops the free market system. And so if he reaches out to our African-American and Hispanic brothers and sisters in the Judeo-Christian tradition, and speaks that language, we should have a great conversation. And I hope he does reach out along those lines. Those are the first principles we all share. It doesn't mean you have to believe in a certain religion, but that tradition. I'm from Virginia. Madison and Jefferson were most proud in their life's work of their statutes on religious toleration. And that has been the bedrock for the foundation of this country since the beginning. And people have lost track of the First Amendment says, no establishment of religion, that's true and that's good, but also no stopping the free expression thereof.
Right.
And that's important. These are our first principles that we all believe. Human rights comes out of that love, right? Love pops into the Western lexicon at the year zero.
Got to cut you off right there. Got to cut you off. Congressman Dave Pratt, thank you.
You bet. Thanks.